Kof Tes Teves, Wednesday the 5th of January, by Rabbi Yaakov Ben Zokain. Beis Din being Mevatel, Takanos Beis Din.
Good morning, everybody. This might sound a bit random, but it's based loosely on the subject in this week's parsha, as we see. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodashim. So Rashi says, Hachodesh hazeh hera'u levana b'chidusha. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the levana as it was renewing itself at the beginning of the month, and he said, this is the shear that you need to see in order to be mekadesh lechodesh. We learned that hazeh every time in the pasuk where it says hazeh, the zeman masi ha-menoira, every time it says hazeh, then it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu explicitly, visually something. Now, in the inyan of Kiddush Levana, there's a very interesting halacha. We find in Vayikra, Bechabes, Bechab Gimel, the Gemara says that Chodesh has, the pasuk is Aten. Ashetikra Asam, the Gemara says, Aten, because Asam is written with Aravav, Atem Afilu is written three times with Aravav, Atem Afilu Mezidim, Atem Afilu Shegim, Atem Afilu Mutim. Whether you make a mistake, whether you do it even deliberately, whether it's in any circumstance, when Beis Din declares Rosh Chodesh should be at a certain date, then that's a day which Chodesh is, and therefore the Chagim will follow accordingly. The Gemara, based on this, has a very lengthy discussion in Beitza. The discussion is about Beitza Shenol Da B'Yom Tov, and specifically the Gemara has three cases where the Beitza is Nolda, and it will be, is a question whether it will be Asura or Muteris. The Gemara's three cases are of 3 days, which of three situations where there are two consecutive days. First case, the Gemara says, is Shnei Yamim Tovim, Shilgalus. When you have 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz, the Gemara says Nolda bezeh muteres bezeh. That if the Beitza is Nolda is laid on the first day, then on the second day you may use that Beitza is not Mukse. The second situation is Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. What's the case of Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah? In that case, that is Nolda on the first day, what happens on the second day? And the other question is, when is Shabbos and Yom Tov one after the other? So we're going to focus on something that comes out of the halacha of Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. And here's a very interesting idea. If we look back, we try to imagine what it was like in the times of Beis HaMikdash, in the time that were Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iyah, the time that they were deciding Rosh Chodesh based on the Eidim who would come and testify that they would have seen the Levana being Mischadesh. So in those days, how did they go about in Rosh Hashanah? So, the only place, really, where they knew when Rosh Hashanah was the place where the Beis Din sat. Because that's where they decided. Sometimes they wouldn't decide it until the Eidim would come, and the Eidim could come late in the afternoon. And then that's the only place where they knew that it was Rosh Hashanah that day. And therefore, everywhere in the world, they had to be knowing Rosh Hashanah on that day, Misafik. And the next day as well, Misafik. It could be that that night, especially in the early days, where they had masuas, where they had smoke signals or fire signals, that they would be able that night to proclaim to the Chutz Laaretz that it was already Rosh Chodesh, but otherwise, they wouldn't know. So, what would happen in such a case is that on basically everywhere in the world, they would do 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Most of the world, they would do 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara discusses what's the nature of these 2 days. And the Gemara says there were situations where even in the Makom Havad, even where the Beis Din sat, they actually did 2 days of Yom Tov. But not just 2 days of Yom Tov Misafek, not just because they didn't know what would happen, but actually they made a decision to do 2 days of Yom Tov. What's the implication? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara brings an opinion of Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara says like this, that Rabbi Shmuel Damre Sharvayu, Rabbi Shmuel both said, in Shnei Yamim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Noda beze asura beze. If it's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he's going to be awesome. Why so? The Gemara explains, Rashi explains, and for other Mefarshim as well, that really there were situations where the Eidim wouldn't come until late in the afternoon. And what happened, says the Gemara, that once Niskalti lo levim b'shir, they came so late that they already done Tami Shel Shachar, they already done other things during the day, and then when he came to Tami Shel Ben Harbaim, they already offered Tami Shel Ben Harbaim. They did the korban of Tamid in the afternoon, and they sang the Shir Shel Yom, which pertained to that day, without yet doing the Shir Shel Yom of Rosh Hashanah, which was a special Shir Shel Yom. And then the Eidim came. So what are they going to do? Should they accept the Eidim or not? So they were in a situation where they accepted the Eidim, but things got messed up because they said the wrong Shir Shel Yom. So therefore the Gemara says that they made a takana. What was the takana? The takana was that mishavo Eidim min mincha ul-ma'la, that if the Eidim would show up from the mincha and on, they wouldn't accept the Eidim. Okay? And then, what would they do? V'noagim oisa hayom kodesh ulemachar kodesh. And they would be knowing that day, they would finish off that day as kodesh, as of Yom Tov, and the following day would also be Yom Tov. The Shir Shel Yom, Rashi explains that Shir Shel Yom, they never really got a chance to do it right, so therefore it was okay to do it Shir Shel Yom of the day without Rosh Hashanah, because they would never know whether it was going to be, or most of the time they wouldn't know it was Rosh Hashanah at that time, so it wasn't a problem. Actually, Rashi said that they always did the Shir Shel Yom of the morning, even if they knew by then that it was Rosh Hashanah, if I remember correctly, because the Eidim normally came later than that, and therefore that's a Shir Shel Yom that they were knowing to do on the morning of Rosh Hashanah. Not the Rosh Hashanah one, but the one of the day of the week that pertained to that day. Shefer, so there would be knowing, like in Chusar, there would be knowing everything as a suffix. Maybe today is going to be Yom Tov, maybe not. Right? So on the beginning of the day, they knew it possibly could become Yom Tov, it possibly could be Rosh Hashanah. They didn't do Melacha, but it could be they will decide today it will be Rosh Hashanah. And they would blow Shofar. What you do with Brachos, that's a good question, I don't know what exactly they did with Brachos in those days. But the Gemara says like this, that this was a situation after this Takana, that Noagim Osa Hayom Kodesh Ulemachar Kodesh, that they would behave, they would finish off the day. So basically they started the day Safek Yom Tov. Then they came to Mincha time. And now they had already established a Takana. By now if Eidim don't come, we don't accept. We shut the doors of Beis Din. We don't accept the Eidus. Now, Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah becomes Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah when Beis Din says Mekudesh. Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says. If the Beis Din did not say Mekudesh, it's not Rosh Hashanah. There could be 100 people outside banging on the door saying, we all saw it. It's still not Rosh Hashanah until the Beis Din will decide Mekudesh. So, they shut the Beis Din. Now, what happens? They know for sure today is not going to become Rosh Hashanah. So, how should we know at the end of the day? The Gemara says they still were noig the end of the day Kodesh. They had to treat it as Yom Tov, even though they knew for sure it wasn't going to become Rosh Hashanah. But nonetheless, they were noig that day as Yom Tov. And the next day, Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, we find here that you have a situation where you do 2 days of Yom Tov, one after the other, not because you're unsure when it's Rosh Hashanah or Yom Tov, not because you have a suffix. In those days, the only reason you did 2 days was because you didn't know which day was going to be Rosh Hashanah. But once they established that they wouldn't accept Eidim afterwards, and therefore, and that also they would need Noeg Kodesh on that first day, became a new type of 2 day Yom Tov. A 2 day Yom Tov, not Misafek, but Mikoach HaTakono. The first day was a first day Yom Tov, Midrabanan Mikoach HaTakono. And the second day will be a proper Yom Tov, because Beis Din will declare Rosh Hashanah. But you had 2 days of Yom Tov back to back, both of them, Achiyuv Yom Tov Bitoras Vadai, albeit one of them, Midrabanan, and the other one, Midoraisa, but nonetheless, it's 2 days of Yom Tov.
No, 8
and 10
was the second day of Shkodesh in any case.
Yeah, the second day was no matter what. The Reis Lubavitch declared Mekudesh because Bila Cheshbon had to be one of those 2 days. So, says the Gemara, because we have here 2 days of Yom Tov Mikoach Takano, this is a case of Yoma Arichta. Now we have come across a proper case of Yoma Arichta, of an extended day of Yom Tov. And the extended day of Yom Tov, you don't separate between the first day and the second day. And therefore says the Gemara, Nolda Bezeh, the Beit says Nolda on the first day, it's going to be a surah on the second day. That's what Rashi learns, what Mefarshim learned this sugya. Now, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that there was a further development. The further development was that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai looked around, and after the Churban Abayis, he said, what are we going to do now about Beit HaShenolda Beyom Tov on Rosh Hashanah? What's the status now? So the Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Yosef, the name of Rabbi Shmuel was mentioned before, they both said, Beit HaAsura in that case of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Now Rabbi Shmuel, they lived after the Churban. And they still hold that you're going to have a Beit HaShenolda Beyom Tov, first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is going to be a surah on the second day. Now, Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. There is no 2 days of Yom Tov from a Takana anymore. Because there's no Beis Din. There's nobody who's coming to give the Eidus. But nonetheless, because it was at one point Asur Mikoach Takana, therefore that has to stay. Says the Gemara, why? Because Kol Davar Shebeminyan, so my time, says the Gemara, Havei Davar Shebeminyan V'Kol Davar Shebeminyan Tzarech Minyan Nachel Lehatiroi. Even though Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai missed one step. After the Churban Abayis, they still were Mekadosh the Kodesh Al Pi Re'iyah for many years. So in that interim period, where there was no Beit HaMikdash, but there was still Mekadosh the Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah.
How and where?
There was a Beis Din, there was a Moshe Beis Din, that Mekadosh the Chodesh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself. We had the member of Rishu and Rabban Gamliel. So, what happened in those days? So, there was no Korban, therefore there was no Shir Shel Yom. So there was no problem in accepting Edim all the way through the afternoon. So let's accept Eidim really through the afternoon. And they said, Enachiname. We're Mevatel that. And therefore, Eidim can be accepted all the way through. Now, if Eidim can be accepted all the way through, then do we have a 2 day Yom Tov Mikoach Takana? We don't have a 2 day Yom Tov Mikoach Takana. If that's the case, then let's go back to our original situation. That really the only reason we do 2 day Yom Tov is Mikoach HaSafek. And if that's the case, then it should be no dabezeh, it should be mutter. If it's late on the first day, then the second day should be mutter, because it's no longer Yom Arichta. Says Rabbi Yosef, no, you know why? Because it stayed like it was originally. Because it was a takana. And it was a davar shebeminyan. It was something that was established by a minyan of Chachamim. Betzarich minyan acher lehatiroi. And in order to bring it back to the way it was, to be mevatel, you need a new... you need a new sitting of Beis Din, a new decision, and you have to be matir again. Says the Gemara, what's the raya that you need a minyan acher lehatiroi? So the Gemara brings 2 rayas. The Gemara says, number one, from Har Sinai, you see that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, lechem or lahem shuvu lahem le'aleichem, that you can go back to your home, even though he had told them to be purished, separate from the wives before Matan Torah. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, go back. You can go back to your wives, and you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be matirid, even though it was something that had a reason why they had to separate from the wives. The reason no longer applies. The reason no longer applies. You still have to be matirid. So that's the first raya. What's the second raya? Second raya is a beautiful raya. Bear with me. Mar brings a Mishnah in the Mishnah of Ken Revoya. They made a takan. Midor Raisa Kerem Revaya, the same din as Maisa Sheini, made a takan that when you bring Kerem Revai, the fourth year of the produce of the grapes, first year, 3 years is Arla, fourth year is Kerem Revai, you need to bring an Idu Yushalayim like Maaseh Sheni. So what happens if you had a, close to the Golan, you had your vineyard, and you had extensions, great extensions of grapes, so how are you going to bring it up to Yerushalayim? It's a schlep. It's impossible. So you could be paid on kesef, you can make a pidyon, you can redeem it on money, on value, bring it to Yerushalayim, just like Maaseh Sheni, and buy food there and eat the fruits. Eat the food. So took Kerem Revai. However, they made a decision, Chacham, that if you were living within 1 day's walk of Yerushalayim, then you weren't able to be poided. You had to actually bring the fruit. You couldn't use the option which the Torah gives you of turning it into money and bringing the money and consuming the money. You had to actually bring the fruits along with you. Why? says the Mishnah, Kedei le'ater shvake Yerushalayim. Sorry, the Mishnah, said the Gemara, the Moraim explained, Kedei le'ater shvake Yerushalayim, in order to beautify, to crown the shvakim, the marketplaces of Yerushalayim. So if anybody just brings money and nobody brings produce, so then how much produce is going to be there? So do you see how much bracha there is in Yerushalayim when everybody brings a Maaseh Sheni, anybody who lives within a reasonable distance of Yerushalayim will bring all their Kerem Revai Maaseh Sheni. People will say, unbelievable, see how much produce comes during the year and see how beautiful Yerushalayim is, etc. So they made that takon. Vetania, that's a braisa, that says like this, Kerem Revai Yole Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Bemizrach Lud, Betzad Kfar Tevi. So there was a Kerem Revai to Rabbi Eliezer, which was within the boundaries of that 1 day's journey to Yerushalayim. Ubikesh Lafkir Lanim. Now he couldn't bring it up. He was old, and he wasn't able to bring all the fruits up to Yerushalayim. So what was he going to do? So he decided, I have no choice. I have to make an hefker. So he made it hefker, and then the Anim will have to worry. So when I eat it, they'll bring it up to Yerushalayim. But it wouldn't be his problem anymore. So he wanted to make it hefker. Says the Gemara, Amrulo Tarmidav, so Bikish Lafkir Lanim. The student said, Rebbe, don't worry about it. You don't have to be mafkir it. You can be poided, you can redeem it. Why? Kvar nimnu alecha chavarecha veitiruhu. Is already, that takana was mutter already. That takana that you would have to bring it up to Yerushalayim is mutter. Why? Let's think for a second. It's Churban HaBayis already. Which, you're going to beautify which Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim that people don't come to anymore? Yerushalayim which is Chareva? That's the Yerushalayim you want to beautify. That's where you want to schlep, want to make everybody schlep to do what? To see the Churban. So therefore, they were Mevatel, the Takana, who was Man Chaverecha, says the Gemara, Rabban Yochanan Min Zakkai. So Rabban Yochanan Min Zakkai was Matir, that Takana, to have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So therefore you can be paid there, and you can resolve your problem. So you see what says the Gemara, Halonimnu loy, that if they hadn't convened, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai hadn't convened and hadn't made a heter to that takana, hadn't nullified that takana, they would still be bound by the takana. Now, even though the reason doesn't apply anymore, it's a takana, but the reason doesn't apply. Nonetheless, we have to abide by the takana until somebody undoes the takana. That's what the Gemara says. Problem is, there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Eidius. The Mishnah in Eidius says, "En bezin yachol levatel divre bezin shel chaveiro, ela im ken gadol mimenu bechokhma ubeminyan." That the only way you can be mevatel another bezin's decree is if you're greater than that original bezin, bechokhma ubeminyan. You're greater in wisdom and you're greater in numbers. The Rambam brings this le'alacha. The Rambam says like this in Hilchos Mamre, Berg Beis, Halacha Beis. Beisin shegazru gzeira o hiskinu takano, ve'inhigu minhag upashat kol hadavar b'chol Yisrael. Beisin established takano or gzeira, and it was spread around the entire Jewish people. Ve'amad achreim beisin acher. Another beisin comes up. Ubikesh levata divra rishonim. They want to be mevatel the original decree. Ve'la koros ha'takana, to uproot the takana, ve'ois ha'gzeira, and ha'gzeira ve'ois ha'minag. Eino yachol, ad she'yeh gadol min ha'rishon b'chokhmo b'minyan. You have to be greater b'chokhmo b'minyan. Hayagadol b'chokhmo v'lo b'minyan, b'minyan v'lo b'chokhmo, if it's only one of the conditions, that still doesn't work. Eino yachol levatel es dvarov, and listen to this, afilu batel ta'am shebiglalo gazru ha'rishonim of iskinu. Even if the reason no longer applies, and you want to be mevatelet, you still need a beis din mishpat gadol imenu bechokhma b'minyan. Ein achronim yicholim levatel ad sheyehu gedoyim lemehem. If they're not greater bechokhma b'minyan, then you can't undo it. So the Ravid here jumps at the Rambam from our Gemara. The Ravid says, Itur Shvaki Yerushalayim beperus kashi ale. The kashi on the Rambam. Had Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai mevatel to bring the produce up to Yerushalayim because Yerushalayim is destroyed. Vechi teisi, you can do that. Who's Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai? Was he greater bechokhma b'minyan? He wasn't greater. So the truth is, if you look at the Kesef Mishneh, at the beginning, Kesef Mishneh first tries to answer and to argue that maybe Rabban Yochanan Zakkai was greater than Chokhma Minyan, but he doesn't conclude that. He leaves that off. So how do we understand the Rambam? How do we understand, based on this Gemara? So there's three Mahalchim had to understand the Rambam. Sorry, I have some notes here. Make sure that... Three Mahalchim. Number one, the Kesef Mishneh. And the way the Kesef Mishneh concludes is the following. It's a shver. It must be, says the Kesef Mishneh, that Chazal knew that when they were misaken, itu shvake Yerushalayim, when they were misaken, that you had to bring it up to Yerushalayim, ma'alach yom echad, that it was on tonight that the Beis HaMikdash was still up. So really, the original takana had a built-in tnai. The original takana had a built-in tnai. Then you could undo it. Why do you need to undo it still?
Before the Beis HaMikdash, they still completely built it.
Yeah, but the question was like this: once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, do they the takana of being able to redeem it on money and bring the money instead? Can they bring the money instead now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, or they still have to schlep the entire produce that they have accumulated?
For Shlomo Melech, there was no Beis HaMikdash.
Well, they'll bring it to Shiloh, wherever the Mishkan was. They still had to bring it.
Shiloh.
I think so. Yeah, wherever the Beis HaMikdash said, they had to bring it. So according to the Kesef Mishneh, you have to say that there was a built-in tonight. Second shot, I saw the Lechem Mishneh.
So why do you need to undo it?
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. The Lechem Mishneh says like this. I found a precedent, says the Lechem Mishneh, that this takana was a takana that when it was established was not a foolproof takana. What is the precedent? So the Lechem Mishneh says, he brings the following. Brings the following. Misherabu haperos hiskinu sheyehen nifde samuch lechoima. There was a situation where there's so many fruits that were brought to Yerushalayim that Yerushalayim became saturated. So the takana that they had first established backfired because it was so saturated Yerushalayim, so they had to undo the takana. So during that time that it became oversaturated, they undid the takana for those inyanim. And therefore says the Lechem Mishneh like this. Normally speaking, when you have a takana, then when that takana is established, it's a takana which stays and there's no tnaim, there's no conditions applying to that. And then later on you want to change that takana, you want to uproot that takana that you cannot touch. Because if the takana when it was established, it stuck, with its full koyach, without any conditions, that takana is so strong that only if you have a bezin which is greater bechokhma l'minyan, you can undo it. But if right after the takana was established, you have a situation where the takana has to be changed, has to be adapted, or has to be you have to include tnaim on the takana, you have to put conditions on it, that shows that the takana is not a foolproof takana, and it shows that the original chachamim who set up the takana gave discretion to the chachamim later on, that if other situations come up which are equivalent or more justifiable than the original ones that they used to be mevatelit, or to change it, that they could do so. Again, if it sticks absolutely, then it has to stay like that until a basin which is greater will touch it. But if it didn't stick in absolute terms, there were conditions under which they had to readjust it, there the takana, so to speak, is a weak takana. And therefore, if Chachamim later on see other situations where they see a need to uproot the takana, then they may do so. Third teretz is the teretz of Rav Elchanan and Kobis Shurim. Rav Elchanan Kobis Shurim brings like this. He says, what happens with a Isser Deoraisa, that a Navi would come, or a Bezin will come, and will say, we have to remove this Isser Deoraisa, we have to remove this Mitzvah Deoraisa. So we say, absolutely not. Absolutely not. However, if they say, for Zman, or Rasha, for a circumstance, for a particular length of time, temporarily, we have to turn a blind eye to even a deoraisa. We may do so. Example of Eliyahu Navi Bihar HaKarmel to be in Shchutei Chutz. We have some examples. Says Rav Elchanan, you see later on in the Gemara says that when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, then the takana will be reestablished. The takana of not being mekabel edim min mincha ulmala, the takana of not accepting edim from mincha onwards, will be reinstated, and it would be turning into it would also be a yom tov midrabanan followed by yom tov deoraisa. We'll have again a situation of yom arichta of kedusha achas, and therefore we will have a din of beitza nolda bezem muteres bezem. Furthermore, we will have when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, there will also be a itur shvake Yerushalayim. Again, so therefore, when Chazal are saying when they were mevatel, the Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai came to be mevatel itur shvake Yerushalayim, he's doing so until the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt. So he's not being mevatel the takana forever; he's only temporarily. So if an Isur Deoraisa you can temporarily uproot, so Kol Sheken Takana Derabanan you can uproot. And therefore, that could be the pshat in this sugya, says Rav Elchanan. Now, two more points. The question now is, how does the Raivad understand the Mishnah in Aegeus? So true, the Raivad has our Gemara that he has to account for. And that's a kasha on the run. But how do we understand why the case of our Mishnah is different according to the Raivad? The Raivad says, Rambam, you're wrong. You see from Itur Shvake Yerushalayim that if the reason for a takana no longer applies, you can uproot the takana. So I saw the Birkas Avram. It says a beautiful diuk. Look at the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara here is Dabar Shebeminyan Tzarich Minyan Acher Lehatiroi. You need a new minyan to be matirit. The Lashon of the Mishnah in Eduyos is En Beizin Yachol Levatel Dire Beizin Shel Chaveiro. Says there's a difference between being mevatel and being matir. To be mevatel means like this. The Beis Din establishes a takana. Comes another Beis Din and says, you're wrong. Your takana, we're doing away. We're crossing it off. We disagree with you. Says the Birkas Avraham. To such a situation, the Ravid would say that you need to be a Beis Din. What are you doing being chaylik on this Beis Din? You want to be chaylik on this Beis Din, you have to be greater. But if you're not being chaylik on the Beis Din, you agree with them, but you feel that the reason why they made the takana doesn't apply anymore, and if they were here, they would also be mevatelet. So that's not a bittul, that's a hatara. Just like a neder, you're matir. Lashon of, like a lashon and larim of being matir neder, so to hear, you matir the takana. He says, to be matir a takana, he says, you still need a Beis Din. You still need a Beis Din, but it doesn't have to be gadol mimenu, because you're not contradicting the original Beis Din. So it has to be an act of Beis Din to be matir it, but it doesn't have to be a greater Beis Din, because it's not a bittul, which is similar. I think the other mefarshim in their answer, you also explain why you still need a Beis Din afterwards. Because you still need an act of Beis Din, even if you were to tamper somewhat with the takana, you still need an act of Beis Din. So lemaskana, we see that whether you can uproot a takana that was established, even if the reason for the takana no longer applies, the Rambam would hold that you cannot do that unless very specific circumstances, either at the outset of the takana there was already a weak takana, and therefore you have a license to tamper with it later, and that's according to the Lecha Mishnah, or according to Rav Elchanan, if it is temporarily only, or according to Kesef Mishneh, if when it was fashioned the takana, then there was a t'nai already there that you could undo it later. According to the Ravid, so long as you're not being mevatelit, meaning so long as you're coming to a takana and you're saying the original chachamim would also have been mevatel this takana, they would also have said that here wouldn't apply, they wouldn't have established it for this case, there another Beis Din, even if it's not as great, is able to tamper with this takana and eliminate it. Have a great day.